Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. My name is Sean, and next to me is my beautiful wife, Carrie Jones.
Sean is a former cop and now his own businessman, and this writing podcast is about writing.
What?
And life. And being quirky. We start with a random thought recorded somewhere in our house, oftentimes in our bedroom. And then we do a writing tip and a dog tip. Why do we talk about writing? Because I'm a writer.
Because Carrie Jones is an international and New York Times best-selling author. She knows a whole heck of a lot about writing.
But not about life.
Well, we do stumble through life quite a bit, and you'll experience that if you keep listening.
Let's start with a random thought.
All right, let's go, baby. Ready, baby, let's roll.
Hey, we're rolling.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah, man, it's random thought in the office again.
Again. Our life's getting so boring.
So boring, COVID-19 insurrection.
Actually, it's just
America.
Because we're so worn out after getting in bed, we don't have the energy for this.
I can't believe you.
What do you mean?
Why'd you just say that? Oh, you just meant from the day.
Yeah. I didn't mean from the extracurricular activities.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's our definitely priority. I'm sorry, listeners. But
nah, this is a random thought in the office.
And you went right down the road.
Because I'm married to you and I've gotten used to the way your brain usually
No,
works.
That's not what I meant. I meant you said the word insurrection.
Oh.
Well, and I was thinking about this random thought ahead of time, which I know we're not supposed to do, but...
Yeah, you're not. That's cheating.
And I know we've always maintained nonpartisanship in our podcast, but...
Sort of. I mean, it's kind of obvious.
It's obvious.
If you listen to us.
Liberal Democrats. If it's not, I don't care anymore, really. And you can erase this if you want to, but... All I want to say...
Oh, Lordy.
If you're a Republican and you... Politician. If you're an elected person in this country and you support Trump, you should be considered by every other American as an insurrectionist right now.
Sean has very strong feelings.
There is no reason to be supporting Donald Trump unless you're trying to overthrow our democratic government.
And you know, I was thinking today.
At this point in time. Sorry to interrupt that.
You had to get that little. You just made me lose my train of thought.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was thinking earlier today about stereotypes and how we have these political stereotypes because people were mad at Anderson Cooper, who's a CNN talk showy person who comes from a very wealthy background,
yeah,
family, very white, obviously, if you've ever seen him, and you know, grew up in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And how that created his bubble. And he said something about the people who stormed inside the Capitol building and said, you know, Olive Garden and something else, like in a really kind of like stereotype way. And somebody else was like, I can't remember if it was him or somebody else was like, well, if you go down to the bass fishing gear place, blah, blah, blah. And it bothers me because, as you know, Sean,
yeah,
is a huge old white guy. Sorry, baby, I didn't mean to call you old.
From the South.
From the South.
Who loves fishing. Likes to hang out at Bass Pro Shop.
He would probably go to Olive Garden if we had one near us. Yeah. And like, and he's a former cop.
Right.
Like, so I'm just so tired of the stereotypes, the classist stereotypes,
yeah,
where you're like, oh, you can't be supporting Biden if you like Bass Pro fishing, or oh, you can't be supporting Trump if you went to Harvard, Alan Dershowitz. Like, those are like these stereotypes,
uh-huh,
that aren't true,
right?
You know, they're demographics occasionally and classist, mm-hmm, you know, going both ways,
yeah,
and it bothers me.
I'm sorry.
That
bothers me too.
Because people are more than that. People
are
a bunch of different things converging into who they are, and that melds into who their political beliefs, right? And we're going to be talking about beliefs kind of later in the podcast.
Oh, are we?
In a weird way. Yeah. In our helpful section, not our rambling section.
I got you.
If we have anyone listening to this anymore, because we're political for.
you know what? If you can't handle it, goodbye. Oh my God. Serious. If you're too stupid to realize.
Stupid is a mean word, baby.
I'm not being mean. I'm being real. If you can't realize that all Donald Trump's trying to do is create himself a little monarchy or whatever political ruling tag applies appropriately, I'm not a poli-sci major.
That was me.
There is nothing about Wednesday that ever should have happened. So many people should be fired. The Capitol Hill police chief.
It's gone, I think.
I know, but he should never show his face in public again. Whatever. We can't keep. I'm just going to keep getting more angry.
He's really angry.
More angry.
He's really angry. I don't know how we're going to make it through this podcast, honestly.
Well, we won't talk about politics after this, hopefully.
But the anger is already simmering inside of you, boo.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah. It's ignorant.
Anger is okay.
Not my anger is probably ignorant as well, but I mean, people's thinking is so ignorant.
No, you're okay to have rage. But if you feel something is an injustice,
staunchly
you're allowed either way to have rage. But the difference is acting responsibly with your rage, using your rage in a kind and loving manner to make your community, your household, or your country, or your world stronger, right?
Yeah.
Now, how do you use that in a kind and loving manner? Is it shouting the N-word at cops in the Capitol Hill?
Of course
no,
not.
No, it's not. Is it threatening to kill people because their views don't align with yours? No, it's not. And see, look, now I'm angry.
Yeah, I know. It's not that hard to get you angry.
I'm angry, but I think it's okay to have anger, but you just want to channel that anger in a way that's helpful, you know? And you can have both anger and love at the same time, too. Like, I'm so tired of
happens
everything.
Happens every day here, baby.
But, like, everyone makes these dichotomies. Republican, Democrat, anger, love, rioter, protester, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's just... I'm tired of those divisions.
That's right.
And you can channel your anger or your rage or your self-righteousness in a way that's not going to hurt other people. Although, if they're trying to hurt you, all bets are off, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe in self-defense.
That's right.
I'm peaceful.
Should be.
But only 2 points.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
No, that
don't say that
be
one.
Insightful as
don't
hell.
Be insightful.
You don't
anyways,
know what I was going to say.
Yay, let's start talking about good things. Like helpful things.
Helpful things?
Helpful
things. Oh, we'll try.
All right. Hey, it's our second random
thought. Random thought part two.
Our second random thought. Because this was, I was going to like kind of, I had just seen this and I wanted to talk about it and it's much happier. So, because stupid.
Now you just offended somebody. She might listen to our podcast.
Dude, I feel like she might be me. So this woman calls up her mom, right?
Yeah.
And, like, they're grown-ups and everything. But she didn't mean to call her mom. She butt-dialed her mom, right?
Right.
But this woman, who's a grown-up, for all of her life,
yeah,
thought that a booty call was the same as a butt dial, right? And so she, like, calls up her mom, and she's
yeah,
just like, oh, mom, I'm so sorry. I just booty called you. And her mom's like, what? And she's like, I booty called you. And her mom's like... No. And then, like, had to spend, like, 5 minutes awkwardly explaining.
That's so funny.
That a booty call is not a butt dial.
It's like, you saw it. I don't know if you paid any attention to it. There was an advertisement for some show on television last night. And it was a mom.
Yeah.
I think the premise is it's a brother and sister that live together.
Oh.
Like, they're younger.
Okay.
And they just, they, you know, shoot. It's expensive to live on your own. I think they just want to get out of the nest. And the mom's always there.
Oh.
And the mom, and she's like, Mom, what are you doing here? And she's like, you know, I thought we could just have some good old girl-on-girl time.
Oh, no.
And the daughter's like,
oh,
once
man.
Again, that does not mean the same.
You know what's interesting about that?
What?
Is we, like, get these things in our head. And I guess this can also feed back to our first random thought. We get these things in our head, these sureties, and we're so positive that what we know a word means or a
mm-hmm.
phrase means or an opinion means is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us just go around, and we all do this in little ways and big ways. We like go around our world thinking, a booty call is a butt dial, right? Or we think this is what anti-fascism means, or you know what I mean? Or this is right. Our political opinion is right, no matter what political opinion you have.
Yeah.
And for some of us, we can be like corrected and be like, oh my God, I can't believe that. I thought a butt dial was a booty call, blah, 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 right? But for some of us, we won't let go. Like, it takes so much to let go of when we're wrong.
That's very true. There are a lot of people. There's one sleeping upstairs, probably. But she's young enough to have an excuse. Whereas, remember we had this conversation just the other day about how you're younger, when I was younger particularly, and I would hear a word that I didn't know what it meant, but I was too lazy to look it up. Because I knew sooner or later I'd figure it out through reading or conversation.
Right. Through context, yeah.
But what started that conversation was that I'm 52 years old and I finally figured out what a word meant. And I was like, I've gone all these years and I don't even remember the word. I wish I did, but it's not the same as refusing to accept the meaning.
But that's the difference, right? Like, we can be corrected or not. And even like in a marriage or a relationship, like when you're arguing, sometimes you just like, you know you're wrong after a certain point, but you're like just throwing out every single defense and digging in your
nobody
trench.
Wants to be wrong. I mean,
but it's okay to be wrong.
Oh, heck yeah, that's it's okay to be wrong. Like, we're wrong every second of the day.
When you can admit that you're wrong every second of the day, when you can admit that you're wrong, then you can grow from it. But if you can't admit that you're wrong and entrench yourself in the false belief that a butt dial is a booty call and vice versa, then you're never going to grow past that, you know? And have a good laugh.
Well, in her world, maybe a butt dial was a booty call, and she used that. Oh, I butt dialed you, but by the way, what are you doing right now? And I didn't mean we make mistakes every second of the day. You know that.
I'm just teasing.
Every second that ticks by, we're liable to make mistakes because we're humans.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what it is to be human.
But you just have to move on.
Live
now
with love.
And learn from it.
With love.
Writing tip of the pod.
So this podcast is not supposed to be about politics. Instead, it's about building your writing platform in a sexy way.
Really?
Well, I just want to put the word sexy in there.
You want to put sex in everything, baby.
No, not sex, but sexiness.
Tell the people who you really are.
I believe in puppies. All right, so... In order to build a writing platform, you have to understand what is a writing platform. And an author's...
Desk?
This is going to be an impossible podcast this week.
I'm sorry. I thought it was funny.
Okay. So a writing platform is what you need to know if you're going to build one, right? It's not a desk.
And some carpentry, probably.
No, an author's platform is basically just the author's presence on the web, like your website, your TikTok, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, your podcast, your blog.
Your Parler.
No, unlike Coke or Spanx or North Face, your platform isn't faceless. It's all about you, the writer. And as the foundation of your brand, you have to figure out what it is you want to do and achieve. And most writers want to tell stories. That's their goal, right?
Yeah.
So as an author, your platform is going to be about how to tell your stories and how you tell your story, especially the story of you, the writer writing things. So I failed at this a lot because historically I have not been into talking about writing.
Yeah.
Like, I prefer to talk about dogs and my random bits of my life or whatever.
That's not true as of late, though, is it?
No, I've been trying to be better about it. I prefer to just, but historically, I prefer to just write, and that kind of, like, put me in a weird little author writing vacuum for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And so, this is interesting to me because it's not really who I've ever been, you know what I mean? Like, until recently. And a lot of writers worrying about their platform and how to build it get started like a business does with a mission statement. So what is a mission statement, Sean Kelly?
Thanks for the intro, baby. Because I was just about to tell you that if you want me to be of any use for this podcast, you're going to have to give me some sort of clue because I'm still stuck on how Coke and Spanx can make your writing platform really
sexy. No.
I know. I'm just kidding. Those are name brands, not the kind I just
referred to. Not cocaine.
And Spanking. But anyways.
Oh!
That's what I meant.
See?
Because Spanx is not sexy.
It could be sexy. It's an undergarment. Like, yeah. Oh, hey, I got your shirt off. Now I see your undergarment.
I understand. It's not sexy. My idea of sexy.
And it could. Some people could be really into that. Like, that could be their thing. Like, some people are into feet.
Well, it's almost like a binding, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're getting off topic here.
Okay, sorry.
According to Tim Berry, there is a link in the podcast notes. Quote, a mission statement is a simple statement that explains your company's goals. It's a summary of what your company does for its customers, employees, and owners. It explains how you do what you do, and it focuses on why your company does what it does. Some of the best mission statements also extend themselves to include fourth and fifth dimensions, what the company does for its community and for the world.
So that's pretty wordy, right?
That is.
We're going with Blake Stockton's description of it now, which is less wordy.
Blake Stockton, I thought Blake Shelton. A mission statement is a short, meaningful sentence, or several sentences, that summarizes the purpose that drives your business. A good mission statement says why you do what you do.
So, it's kind of this weird existential thing on some level, because you're basically asking, who am I and why do I exist?
Yeah.
At least in a business or writer way.
For the writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there are people who absolutely believe that a mission statement should be one short sentence without a lot of fluff. But not a lot. Not everybody seems to do this, right?
Right.
A lot of them are very long and very wordy. And if you look at our first definition of a mission statement, Tim Berry's, it seems kind of impossible to do all of what he wants you to do in it.
In a few words?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
So Blake had, not Shelton, but Blake, had a few examples taken from in his blog, which are also, the link is in the notes again. And one of them is like Southwest Airlines, and theirs is...
The mission of Southwest Airlines is dedication to the highest quality of customer service delivered with a sense of warmth, friendliness, individual pride, and company spirit.
All right, so that's Southwest Airlines. And you're like, okay, is that really what they do? Maybe, maybe not. Harley Davidson, theirs is, we fulfill dreams of personal freedom. It's our purpose, and we take it seriously. And while freedom means different things to different people, it's a bond that brings Harley Davidson riders, employees, dealers, and suppliers together. I was like, oh, really? I didn't know that.
I mean, neither.
All right.
Who's this? Oh, I know who it is.
You do?
I can tell by the mermaid.
No. Those are two different ones, boo.
Oh, well, I don't know who this is.
All right. Can you guess? If you read it.
Let me read it out loud.
Okay.
Our mission is to organize, the blue, the world's information, in red, and make it universally acceptable. Oh, this is Google!
And yes.
I knew the colors would give it away. Our mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful.
So Google did a really good job with this.
Yeah, they did.
Because you don't even have that it's Google. You got a cue from the colors, but it's organized information, universally accessible and useful are their keywords, right?
Uh-huh.
And that is allegedly what they do, plus make money.
Right.
But
tons of money.
Tons of money. But isn't that interesting that you could do that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if we could have done that for Harley Davidson or Southwest Airlines.
No, we couldn't have done that. I mean, we could have done it for Harley Davidson because it says Harley Davidson.
I know, but if you took it out.
Right, yeah.
Like, you'd be like, freedom. What is freedom? Who's freedom? Personal freedom?
You could make a pretty good guess from that one. Just because if they left the word writers in there.
Yeah, but you couldn't from Southwest Airlines.
No, definitely not. That could be
anything.
Customer service company.
Customer service and everybody's friendly.
Right.
Like, blah, blah, blah. And then the last one is...
Starbucks.
And it's...
To inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time.
Because they're taking over.
I was going to say, that's not a mission statement, that's a business model.
That's a like manifesto, man.
One street corner at a time.
Yeah, very infancy.
If you're in a big city.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, so To be fair, the shorter ones of Google, I think the shorter ones of Google and Southwest, I mean Google and Starbucks, are a lot more easy to be like, oh yeah, that's Starbucks, or oh yeah, that's like Google.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Google's, isn't that interesting, Google even though it's less words? Google is the best one, in my opinion, out of that. If you take the word neighborhood out of Starbucks, I don't know if we'd be able to figure out who it was.
I don't think so either.
But I think that definitely
helped.
They accomplished their mission.
Right. So here, ready? Once you have a mission statement, like Google or Starbucks or whatever, you think about how you can push your presence, right? You, the author, out there, and what you actually want to do, which is Barry's fourth and fifth steps, right?
Right.
So to push your presence out there, you need to do the following things. You need to register a site. You need to build a website. You have to connect whatever social media you're into. You have to pick two or three social medias and try to find the ones that don't make you cringe when you use them. And then you want to post on your blog or your social media in an appropriate amount of time so you actually have content there.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a mission statement and you never post, there's not much point. Unless your mission statement is, I want to be a hermit and have no one ever know anything about
it. Dude, you gotta, in social media, if you don't post, you're just lost. You're gonna be at the bottom of the barrel, trash can barrel is what
trash
I meant to say.
Trash can barrel.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that you wanna tithe, and I'm not, I haven't always been very good at this either, but.
I never tithe either.
We should be in church right now. Okay, so. The other thing that you want to do is that every time you post a blog thing or a media update, or at least a good majority of the time, you want to think, how is this connected to my mission?
Mm-hmm.
If your mission is spreading love and good, but you're saying F you to like a whole demographic of the population, like Sean and my missions are probably very different, even though we're both doing this podcast together.
No, our mission is the same. I just have a harder time not saying F you to half of the people in the country.
Oh my God. Okay, so each time you post a blog or update, think, how is this connected to my mission? Will anyone actually even see this? And does anybody want to read it if they are seeing it?
Boom. Yeah, right.
Yeah, those are the things.
Yeah.
So there's your tiny MBA class in, you know, 22 minutes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Do so I get a degree?
Yes, you get the degree of sexy mission statements.
Oh, a perfect one.
So to recap, make a mission statement.
Yeah.
Actually live by your mission statement, and it can evolve. It can change as you change. Push your presence out there by doing the things we just stated, which are also in the blog. And every time you post a blog or podcast, think of those three aspects.
How and does don't it forget to write your book.
And don't forget to actually write your darn book.
I forgot to build the product.
I forgot that my mission was to actually write stories. That happens.
I bet it does.
It does happen.
Dog tip for life. Life, 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 life. A free democratic life. Anyways, Sparty found this one to be severely easy.
Our dog.
Those words don't really go together well, do they? Severely easy. Because the severely is not easy. Anyways, I asked him what his mission statement was. And he turned around and walked away. But as he looked back over his shoulder, he says, "That's a stupid question, fool. I'm in the food recycling business." And it's very evident. If you're in the kitchen, I'm in there with you. Begging for treats.
He knows who he is.
If I'm not begging for treats, I'm sleeping until it's time to recycle the food.
So his mission statement would be what? Like,
to eat and poop as much as possible.
But why? Why does he do what he does?
Why does he do what he does?
Yeah, man.
Because even though he gets like 16 hours of love and affection in this house, he still feels the need to satisfy some hole in his body with food.
Because he was a homeless puppy.
I know. And he hasn't gotten over that ever.
Yep.
Do you remember how small he was when we first got him? He wasn't like emaciated skinny.
Yeah.
But he was... Oh, go ahead. No. Driven by the fear of the past. It happens to so many humans, too.
Yeah, driven by the fear of the past, you know, he has his mission is to make sure he consumes all the things so he can build up a reservoir of fat so that he doesn't, and love, so that if he's ever out on the street and homeless again, he has that to survive.
I don't know if he actually builds up credits. Like, his deficit's immediate. He's like an Appalachian Trail thru-hiker trying to eat 4,000 calories a day
Yeah, man. But he knows
just to
who he is.
survive.
That's the thing. Sparty knows who he is, right? And like he lives his life according to his mission, which is get love, get food, get love, get food, get love, get food, get butt rubs, get love, get food, kind of like Sean. And
Oh,
then
you left out a part.
whereas our other dog, Gabby, her life's mission is to protect the house from any possible threat
That is her
and get
primary mission
love.
for sure.
Yeah. And like you want to be like the dog, right? You want to know who you are.
And what your mission is. I'm sure he's very confident in his mission. He does it
Yeah.
well.
Yeah.
He's infected every other pet in this household with the same habituations.
And the thing is, you know, like not everybody's gonna love your mission,
I want to
but you
explain that
still
to the
have to have
listeners,
that.
actually.
Oh
It'll only
God,
take one
we're
second.
almost done,
It'll take
man.
it takes 1 second if
All
you
right.
stop berating me.
I'm
It
complaining.
used to be like this. Carrie goes to the pantry door and open the door, and Sparty would jump off the couch and casually stroll over there and be like, "Hey, are you getting me another treat?" Now she opens the pantry door and there's five furry creatures over there milling about her ankles. Right?
You can't love one with food and not love all.
Well, I agree.
You're berating me.
I'm not berating you. I'm talking about how Sparty's trained all the other animals to know what it means, or potentially means, when you open the pantry door.
Open the pantry door, food
It's
comes
like a mob mentality.
in. It is. So many furry things all wanting food.
They're beautiful creatures. Hello, everybody. We just want to say thank you for listening. We really appreciate it very much, and we enjoy this podcast and hope you do too. So please be sure to like, share, and subscribe this marvelous piece of information right here.
All the podcast notes and all of our podcasts are available everywhere, but the notes themselves are on Carrie Jones Books, CARRIE Jones Books dot blog. And we wanted to do a special shout out because all the music that you hear in this podcast is that we've clipped and shortened is made available through the Creative Commons license. We have a link on our podcast webpage there to the artist's website, and the artist is Broke for Free, and the song is Summer Spliff.
Spleef! Summer spleef!
I don't know how to say those
I don't even know for sure that's what they're talking about, but I like to pretend. And baby girl,
Yes.
what's coming up new in our lives?
Hey, I have a new class, 6-month class at the Writing Barn that starts in February, called Write, Submit, Support. And I have a new class myself, and you can contact me via the website if you want in. We have another new cool Patreon coming up,
Yes, we do. I'm
and
excited about
we
that.
have another podcast coming out soon.
The Patreon's actually out.
Oh yeah,
It's up
man.
and
It was
running.
out yesterday. We just haven't talked about it yet.
What can we do on that Patreon?
We can you can take a teachable class, like kind of thing, and learn how to write killer scenes in just one day for $25. You
Woo.
can take you can also
Buy some of your books.
Yeah, get PDF versions of my books.
Support the podcast.
And you can support this podcast.
What else do we have coming up, Lovey?
I have a new book coming up soon.
Woo
It's the sequel to The Places We Hide. And I
woo!
just mentioned our other podcast.
Yeah.
Did you
Did you
not hear
mention that we
me?
have a new podcast coming out
Yeah,
soon?
man.
Oh.
We haven't named it yet.
No, but
But
I'm so excited
he's
about
way
it.
excited about it.
Because we don't have to be all like G-rated and stuff.
Yeah, it's not as G-rated.
I'm
It's
gonna
his
get to
podcast.
cuss.
He's gonna get to swear.
Oh, yeah.
And we're gonna have video with it too.
Thanks again, folks. We truly appreciate it and love you.
Very much.